This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. A Chelsea man recently pleaded guilty to racketeering and conspiracy in connection with the Salvadoran-based gang MS-13. The U.S. Attorney's Office says this is the first plea of its kind following sweeps earlier this year of more than 60 alleged gang members. As WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports, the racketeering plea could reinforce what many in Chelsea have suspected for some time, that Central American gangs are here and they're organized.
29-year-old Mauricio Sanchez was identified in court filings as a member of the local clique of the international gang MS-13. The filings also show he paid dues to gang leaders in El Salvador and in Massachusetts, money that helps fund criminal activity. Captain Keith Houghton of the Chelsea Police Department says Sanchez's plea suggests MS-13 has been making inroads here.
Well, it shows there is a sophistication. There is an organization. There's a structure. And I believe the investigation through the proceedings will indicate that.
Houghton says the federal charges also send a message to young people targeted by gang recruitment efforts. As a member of MS-13, Sanchez also admitted to stabbing a man late last year in Chelsea who he believed was a local member of the rival Central American gang 18th Street. After a quiet summer, Captain Houghton says youth violence has recently picked up.
At the beginning of the school year, and again, we did see an influx of new children arriving, the new arrivals from mostly Central America, and try to stay on top of it as best we can. And if we hear rumors at the schools, working with the schools, and to speak directly with these kids.
Many of these children are fleeing gang violence. Houghton says the Chelsea police want to prevent that violence from following them here. That's why the gang dues paid by Sanchez back to MS-13 in El Salvador are particularly troubling. Molly Baldwin is CEO and founder of ROCA, a nonprofit supporting at-risk youth and young women and men. Given the surge in numbers of unaccompanied youth from Central America, Baldwin says her group is looking for ways to better help these young people who often arrive after experiencing extreme trauma.
We've been adapting our Chelsea site and are in the process of slowly putting a team together to really address this group of young men who are come here, want a better life, in school, out of school, back and forth, but are really having a harder time, you know, and increases their likelihood of gang violence and getting in trouble.
A spate of violent crimes over the last year in East Boston and Chelsea spurred questions in the community about increased gang activity. Lucy Pineda is executive director of Latinos Unidos in Massachusetts, an immigration advocacy group. Originally from El Salvador, Pineda has close ties with the local Salvadoran, Honduran, and Guatemalan communities. She's heard from many concerned parents in Chelsea, some who are scared to send their children to school, afraid they could get caught up in gang recruitment.
These kids, they fled from the country because of the problem. And they find with the same problem in this country. And they don't want to go back to their country because they know they're going to be killed if they go back.
Pineda says she encourages people to share information about gang activity with the authorities. But for some undocumented community members, the fear of deportation can outweigh the fear of gangs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.